fans, it's about to get real. Triple M rocks footy finals. 4 days to go.
Get 7 years warranty plus 3 years free servicing. See a Mitsubishi dealer.
And here we go.
Buckle up.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier. Rush, rush.
You cannot be serious.
I've got to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation into this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And for the final time of the regular season, let's have a listen to the weekend that was.
Right side again for Brimson. Gets out of a tackle. Goes again, AJ. Look at him go, Brimson. Oh, he stepped around the whole team. Oh, my good Lord. What a try. Now, draws the man before the hammer. The hammer's away. The hammer's flying. Goodbye. Goodbye. It's all over.
Cleary gets it away to Luai. Luai. Luai goes right through Luai. Over the 20. Turns it back inside for Naden. And he comes around. And puts it right out of the post.
Sullivan with a chip kick.
Oh, Frizzell! Frizzell takes it! Oh, what a way to say goodbye! He gets over!
Yeah, Anthony Maroon and Dan Ganane again capturing every essence of rugby league over the weekend. A historic weekend of rugby league where the Broncos got the wooden spoon for the first time in their history. But, Liam, the 2020 finals footy are here, and my catch cry for these finals is... where anything can happen.
I like it. I like it. The 2020 finals are upon us. Don't worry, we're going to be ripping through all the finals matchups this week. Lots of news to get through tonight, MG. We are going to talk about the finals and the weekend's results and everything that happened, but there's news breaking left, right and centre. We've got possible news about the Broncos coach being confirmed. We've got news about Manly officially signing off Kieran Foran. We've got news about Nathan Cleary's Dally M medal campaign, which Buzz Rothfield on the Daily Telegraph's just broken. We're going to get to all of that. But up next, it is all about finals. The finals are set. There was some massive upsets from the weekend of footy. But it's led to a cracking first weekend of final. We're going to break it down all for you next. The Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG. 6 to 7pm weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
The Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. We'll give you the latest on Nathan Cleary's Dally M hopes very shortly, but first...
trending now.
Finals, MG. Business time. Top 8 is settled. Bottom 8 teams can bugger off, get ready for next season, because the top 8 is set. We know what the first weekend of finals look like thanks to a thrilling weekend of footy. And it all kicks off this Friday night when the minor premiers take on the reigning premiers, 7:50pm, Panthers Stadium, Roosters, Panthers. How good?
Sold out.
Sold out.
Those lucky Panther and Roosters fans, because now that it's finals footy, I think all fans are open to get tickets. So. About 10,000 will be in attendance, which is a fantastic thing. It'll be a great atmosphere. And, wow, the Roosters fourth after that capitulation last weekend against the Rabbitohs. No one saw that coming. No one saw it coming at all. And I bet you the Eels and Raiders in particular never saw it coming. And I bet you the Roosters never saw it coming.
How do you respond to people saying that the Roosters, off the back of that, can't win the comp?
Oh, no, you'd be silly to put it. Like, there's all these, you know... obviously, there's stats to say that no team has ever won the competition after being having 50 put on them in the season proper. Well, they're made to be broken, aren't they? They're all stats are made to be shattered. And at the moment, who would go against a Roosters team who have won two comps in a row? It's going to make it harder. Let's go, because they've got some scar tissue after that, big time. And the fact that, you know, we could be getting Manu and Morris weren't on that right side where. Poor Orbo and Ikevalu where they just went down there all night, the Rabbitohs. But the Roosters will come back, and they'll come back with a vengeance. You better believe that. And the Panthers know that, but the Panthers know they will. And that's why Friday night's game, and out of all these games on the weekend, this is the one I'm looking forward most to.
You can't ask for a better way to kick off the 2020 final series, Panthers-Roosters. We'll roll through the rest of the matchups. We are going to review the round 20, your good, bad and ugly MG from the weekend of footy. But we move into Saturday where an iconic, I believe first time ever, triple header. We got the NRLW matches, Roosters taking on Dragons, then Broncos taking on Warriors, both those games at GIO Stadium. And then you get the Raiders taking on the Sharks, a rematch from the weekend just gone.
Fantastic, isn't it? Yeah, look, it's the stage is set. And look, if we all think the Sharks have limped into the finals, we're right, they have. 10-10 record, haven't beaten a team above them. And this is the perfect opportunity to bring a wild card into the NRL. Imagine the Titans playing the Sharks a midweek game or on the weekend when we're back to normality. But I think there's a big push to get this wild card game happening because I'd love to see the Titans in the finals. But saying that, the Sharks got beaten by a Raiders team that was depleted. And everything points to a Raiders win. You watch the Sharks come out and upset them. Well, it's just the way the comp's going. It's
you said anything can happen, MJ.
Where anything can happen.
Have a listen to Ricky Stewart this morning. I just think there's a bit of a tone of ominous. There's an ominous sound to Ricky Stewart's voice.
Is ominity a word?
Is what?
Ominity?
Anonymity is a word.
Yeah, I know that, but is ominous like the extension of ominous?
Let's have a listen to Ricky and find out.
Well, you know, I believe the reason that nobody's won it outside the top four is that no one's been good enough. So if we're good enough, we've got the opportunity.
Well, you're good enough, Rick.
That's Ricky planting a flag.
Yeah, he's definitely good enough because the way that these young kids played in the weekend against the Sharkies was fantastic. And if any team can win it outside the fifth, outside the four and the fifth spot, well, it's Ricky Stewart's team after being spurned last year. They'd have regret on their mind and they'd have, you know, revenge as well.
Absolutely. Then Saturday night you get the Storm taking on the Eels, a matchup we didn't necessarily think we'd see. 7:50 p.m. at Suncorp Stadium. The Storm just going to bring in all those fresh troops from the week off and after the Eels get out of jail win over the Tigers.
Well done to the young Storm players yesterday who put it to the Dragons, only got away with a 30-22 victory. Looked like the Storm at one stage were going to run right through them, but thank you for Cam McGinnis for his contribution, and it's been rewarded. We'll talk about that later. But look, the games, they're mouth-watering. The Storm, the Eels, Rabbitohs and Knights. I know we're going to talk about that just quickly, but the Rabbitohs against the... I haven't seen a team play that majestically in a long, long time, the way they played against the Roosters. And we can have all our excuses, we can have all our opinions on why it happened, but the cold hard facts is they played footy.
We're going to get to your good, bad and ugly next. The round finishes, the first week of finals finishes with two teams at the opposite ends of the form spectrum. You got the Rabbitohs flying, the Knights stumbling. That's on the Sunday. But up next, we've got to talk about the round of footy. Good, bad and ugly from MG. There were some ugly points that we do need to touch on, and we will next. The Rush Hour with MG and Liam, Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M. That's the impression
that I get. It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M. We're going to give you the latest on Nathan Cleary. There's been developments in his Dally M campaign. We'll get to those very shortly. But first, looking back on the round of footy that's just taken place with this.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah, let's always start with a good, and could be a plethora of people or teams. I've got to give a special mention to the Panthers, 15 straight, not since 1975 when the Roosters won 19 in a row, has the team done as well. The Roosters in that game lost their first week of the finals for those playing at home, but won the competition. My good has to be the South Sydney Rabbitohs in that form, that majestic rugby league that they played. It's an absolute joy to watch in full stride. Cody Walker, just freestyling, playing freestyle rugby league. You've got to have forwards who can match it with the other forwards to be able to play footy like that. Let me preface that, because if your forwards are going backwards, you've got no chance of going forward as a playmaker. And the good thing about what's happened with Penrith and both the Rabbitohs this year, while they're first and second as far as playmakers go, is that their forwards are either held or being better than their opponents. And the other night against the Roosters, the South Sydney forward pack just held their own. That's all they had to do. And then Walker and Reynolds just said, okay, let's go. Let's play some deadly footy.
60-8, a 52-point win, the biggest in the Rabbitohs' history over the Roosters. And if you reckon the Rabbitohs fans weren't aware of the record-breaking margin when Adam Reynolds was awarded a penalty at the 79th minute and every single fan in the place held up two fingers.
But look how monumental was it that he won the point-scoring accolade that night, and let's Alex Johnson. Five tries, and Corey Allen, God love you, son.
Yes,
he was about to score his own try, and Alex jumped up and said, "Mate, I need it to win." And guess what he did? He gave it to him, and he won. So yeah,
poor old Carl Felt.
See, there's a lot who think maybe that might have been the Rabbitohs grand final. Well, when you got someone with the acumen around semi-finals as they have with Wayne Bennett, there's always another string to their bow.
Absolutely. What about your bad, always. MG? What's the bad from the weekend of footy?
The racism, I think. The racism that was levelled at Tyrone Peachy, if true. We've come too far to have any sort of racism in our game. It's just totally unacceptable. We've been educated way too much on it. And to have to resort to calling someone a name that is derogatory on a rugby league field is totally against the spirit of the game. And I'm prefacing this by saying if true. Because at the moment, I think the player in question is saying that he didn't say it. It's a bit of a he said, she said type thing. So, but I just don't like seeing any sort of racism in our sport whatsoever.
Yeah, Mitch Barnett's the player in question. He has come out and said he didn't say those words. Tyrone Peachy, you've got to tip your cap to Tyrone Peachy. You and I will never understand what it must be like to have to call out something like that at your place of work. Yeah. So Tyrone Peachy, full support to you. NRL CEO Andrew Abdo has said that he's requested the NRL Integrity Unit investigate the allegations as a matter of urgency. Any form of racism or vilification will not be tolerated in our game. So he's hoping that that gets cleaned up, not just the racism if it did happen, but also the investigation, and we can focus on the football moving forward.
Well said.
You got an ugly for us, MG?
I certainly have, and it came in the Dragons and Storm game yesterday. It's called the hip drop tackle.
Hip drop tackle.
I've never seen it before. I must confess, and I never want to see it again.
It was ugly,
because
wasn't it?
It was very, very ugly. It looked premeditated, even if it wasn't. And I'll say this on young King, who was involved in the tackle, that I think a bit of ring rust might be on his side. The fact that he hasn't played much footy this year, he was, you know, jumping out of his skin to get on the field and play, and Ugly look on the young Dragons forward Laurie. I don't want to see that ever again. It's Blake Laurie. It's a wonder he didn't break his leg in three places.
It was nasty to look at.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we're all having a say today. I don't think, look, let me put this on the table as well. I don't think Craig Bellamy coaches that type of play.
Well, speaking of Craig Bellamy, here's what he had to say on the incident after the match.
That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. I'd be very disappointed, well, any player in the competition to goes out to intentionally injure an opposition player. That is ridiculous.
So Craig Bellamy denying that there was any intention, any intent behind Max King's tackle.
No, I think it was just it was cumbersome. And as I said, it looked premeditated if it wasn't. Because there was Cameron Smith and I think Christian Walsh involved in the tackle already. King came in third man and went straight for a wrestling move to pull him over his legs, and Laurie's, Blake Laurie's legs got tangled up somewhere in there, and remarkably, he didn't come out of it with a broken leg.
It was
remarkably. We've got to, before it is a tackle, let's stop it from being one, because it's not a tackle. It's a blight.
Hey, very quickly, before we move on, we've got to get to a break and talk some Origin on the other side of this. Nathan Cleary, this is being reported by Buzz Rothfield of the Daily Telegraph, that Nathan Cleary will have the 6 points, or the potential 6 points, that he was going to be docked for his off-field suspension in the Dally M race. They will not be deducted from his points tally. He's spoken to Andrew Abdo today, has confirmed that the Dally M points that Nathan Cleary would have lost, he will keep. So 6 points will stay in Nathan Cleary's Dally M bank account.
Let's call him Nathan Winks. He'll be at Winks odds to win the Dally M.
All right, that story being broken by Buzz Rothfield.
You know, well, we said at the time, whatever the rules are, let's abide by them. And if these are the rules, let's abide by them. We're not rule makers.
Absolutely. And we're not rule breakers. Well, sometimes we are.
Yeah, sometimes.
All right. This is the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam on Triple M, brought to you by our mates, MG. They're our good mates at
Great
Mitsubishi.
Mates. Well, they're more than mates now. They're part of our family.
Yeah, they're part of the Rush Hour family. 2020 is full of twists and turns, but with renowned Mitsubishi reliability, you'll always know the road ahead. Score 7 years warranty and 3 years free servicing on the awesome Mitsubishi Triton GLXR manual with 3.1-ton towing for just $39.90. Drive away, MG.
Oh, our family members are giving them away.
Plus, for ABN holders, it could also qualify as an instant asset write-off. And with Mitsubishi's 7-year warranty and 3 years free servicing, you get more peace of mind and more time to have the time of your life. ABN holders only. Conditions apply. MG, do conditions apply to this New South Wales Blues extended squad, which we see the first face's name yesterday evening? It's been the talking point now that the finals are upon us, eight teams, and Freddie can start picking his men.
Well, because before you know it, Origin's going to be here. These next 3 or 4 weeks are going to fly by. like the last 20 weeks have flown by. And don't forget, this is the first of many additions Freddie will make throughout the final series. And there is some notable omissions, and those two are Nofaluma and Lomax.
Well, so the players have been named Payne Haas, Jake Trbojevic, Tom Trbojevic, Tyson Frizzell, Cam McInnes. Any of those surprise you?
Cam McInnes, bravo. Bravo. I love the fact that he's been included. That shows you that good form is rewarded. He's been their best player by a mile at the Dragons, and his form has been rewarded. I'd say touche to Freddie.
The names you just mentioned, that's the other big question mark that's been thrown up around these first squad. No Lomax, no Faluma.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Obviously, not in a position to be able to comment 100% on it, but I wouldn't put a line right through them. There's still, 4 weeks of finals footy to go, when anything can happen, as we said at the start of the show. So to put a line through Nofaluma or Lomax at this stage, I don't think it's final if they haven't made this early, cull as far as making the squad is. I think it's Freddie will watch and see the centres and outside backs he's got, i.e. Ferguson and i.e. Maybe Kotrick and Ramian and all these guys who are still playing rugby league in the finals, and see how they go. And then if they don't jump up to speed, then all of a sudden you might see Nofaluma make the squad, or you might see Zach Lomax be included. So while some people are mentioning that it's final, I'm not sure. I don't think it is.
We're 37 days away from the first Origin game, which is quite remarkable. 40 years of Origin this year, truly incredible. But as you mentioned, MG, there's the likes of Daniel Tupu and Josh Adokar, those wingers that potentially David Nofaluma is competing for a spot against, are still rolling. Tom Trbojevic, though, Freddie told us, he said, "I don't give a toss about his injury. I'm picking him in my squad." Has your take changed at all? Like, do you think Tom is capable of getting himself right and ready within 37 days? He's played, 60 minutes of first grade since round six this year?
No, I don't. I think Freddie's being very loyal to him, and I applaud that. But when push comes to shove and you're up against maybe some outside backs who have played finals footy and then maybe a grand final, and Tommy's going to have to wait, I think, until next year to get his body right, because he won't be playing another game before the first Origin game. And if something happens in the first or 5 or 10 minutes that can't be reversed, well, then New South Wales are in some big froth and bubble.
The other one not named as an incumbent is Paul Vaughan. Obviously has not had a great year.
No, and we spoke to him very early in lockdown, and he was struggling then. He sounds to us like he's a big bear ready to get out of the woods, even back then. So, I think some people have handled the COVID lockdown a lot better than others. A lot of people get claustrophobic really quickly in confined spaces, like myself, and his form has been indicative of the way I think he's felt.
Yeah, well, there you have it. The first five members of the New South Wales Blues squad: Payne Haas, Jake Trbojevic, Tom Trbojevic, Tyson Frizzell, Cam McInnes. Speaking of bubble, MG, still no word on whether or not Andrew Johns will be an assistant coach in the bubble this year.
No way. No? He'll be Zooming.
So that's one person you are prepared to put a line through. Andrew Johns will not be in the bubble.
He won't go into any bubble scenario, I don't think. No. Joey is bubble boy free.
He's out of the bubble and he's not going back yet.
He's surfing, baby.
This is The Rush Hour with MG and Liam. Coming up next, lots of non-rugby league from the weekend. I need to check if MG's been paying attention.
You're listening to the Triple M Rush Hour with MG, 6 to 7 p.m. weekdays on 104.9 Triple M.
It's The Rush Hour with MG and Liam. We're almost done for your Monday. It feels like, MG, it feels like we've just shaken off the final remnants of the regular season, because tomorrow, first finals teamless Tuesday for the year.
Well, it's like that fish you catch on your line that just won't let go of the hook. the season proper has now let go. Now we can concentrate fully on the finals.
And so we've landed a bigger fish?
Bigger fish.
Or now we can throw the line back in to land a bigger fish?
Both.
Look, it's not because a perfect analogy, but the point is you understand what we're talking about.
You always know what I mean.
Yeah.
You always know what I mean. That's the main thing.
Me and your lovely wife, Megs, and that's about it. Let's do this.
Has MG been paying attention?
There was a host of non-rugby league over the weekend that we need to touch base with to see if MG paid attention to it all. Why don't we start off with this?
Hey, yo, Paul Pierce. Yeah, you know where I live. Yeah, let me get that.
Dwayne Wade.
You're correct.
Mocking Paul Pierce after Miami Heat made it their way through to the NBA final against the Lakers, because they've got a bit of history, these two. Paul Pierce, Celtics. Dwayne Wade, Miami Heat legend, won 3 titles. So, throwing a bit of heat to Paul Pierce's way.
Head to the NBA Finals, your Eastern Conference champion, Miami Heat.
Strong explanation, MG. Yeah, Miami Heat defeated the Boston Celtics today, in fact, which sealed the series 4-2. They will take on LeBron James and the LA Lakers in the NBA playoffs. Next one, MG.
I think we're first and third for the weekend and a 1-2 today, so...
I'm not sure, but I think it's Scotty Mac, who is now in rare air with three titles.
And Scott McLaughlin runs to the line for victory in South Australia.
Correct, MG. Friend of the show, Scotty McLaughlin, became a three-time Supercars champion. He's won the last three. Just the fourth driver in V8's history to do it. Most recent was Jamie Wincup back in 2011, 12, and 13. And he finished second to Cam Waters in the race at Tailem Bend yesterday in South Australia. But it sets things up beautifully, MG, for Bathurst in a couple of weeks from now. I think I read somewhere today that... Scotty McLaughlin expects the Bathurst race to now be a bit crazy and all over the place because the Drivers' Championship is run and done.
And the year has been a bit like that, to be honest.
Exactly. So congratulations to friend of the show, Scotty. We'll have to get him on. I actually saw a tweet from Scott today. I think he missed his flight. Such were the celebrations that I think he missed his flight out of SA. So hopefully he got on a plane eventually. All right, MG, one more.
Auckland, Wanganui, Rota Vegas, Lagos City.
Adesanya.
Yes.
The Stylebender.
That is it! Still undisputed! Reconnected the office for the champion, Israel Adesanya!
What a totally dominant performance yesterday against the chunky Acosta for the middleweight title belt. A lot thought that Acosta might just walk through the Stylebender, but he started kicking that left leg of Acosta, and all of a sudden, after two rounds, it looked like it had been hit with a baseball bat. On several occasions, and then the Stylebender just had his way with him. It was such a one-sided title fight. I didn't see it coming. It was really, in the end, it was boring because it was so dominant.
What did you make of Israel's, I don't know if you could call it a finishing move, but once the referee stepped in to stop the fight, just...
They're calling it doggy style.
Got a little bit X-rated at the end there from the Stylebender.
Well, you know what, the words between these two have been profoundly indignant. They've been into each other badly. They both hate each other. So when you win like that, I suppose you can do whatever you want because the other guy he doesn't know where he is, Costa, and he's got to go back to the drawing board. He's a long way off Israel Adesanya.
MG, we got to go tomorrow. First finals Teamless Tuesday for the year. Cannot wait.
Cannot wait for that. As always, thank you so much for your ears. He's Liam. I'm MG. Wherever you are, stay random.
Get 7 years warranty plus 3 years free servicing. See a Mitsubishi dealer.